They're easy to answer. People aren't likely to feel stupid or that they're saying the wrong thing. They're just getting involved in fun conversation. You're listening to the Courageous Content Podcast. I'm Janet Murray, and I love helping coaches, creatives, and entrepreneurs create super engaging content that generates leads and sales for their businesses. No one starts a business and just knows how to create engaging content. It's a skill that has to be learned and practiced. And there's always something new to learn, no matter how long you've been in business. And I know running an online business can feel messy. Perfectionism, fear, self-doubt, and other mindset stuff can stop you showing up online in the way that's best for you. So you'll get help with that too. Ready to get courageous with your content? Let's get started. Are you stuck on what to post in your Facebook group? Maybe you feel like you're the one doing all the talking. No one ever says anything unless you start the conversation. Or maybe things just feel stale. You've been posting the same kind of content in your group for a while, and you just want to freshen things up. And you'd love your group to feel buzzy again. If any of that resonates with you, you'll love this podcast episode because it's packed with ideas to revive a dying Facebook group. If you're not getting engagement in your Facebook group, typically it's down to one of two reasons. Number one, you are posting the right content, but you don't have the right people in your group. Or number two, you have the right people in your group, you're just not posting the right type of content. They're just not interested in what you're sharing, which is why they're not commenting. It's why they're not getting involved in the conversation. The way the algorithm works in Facebook groups, and it's pretty much the same on any social media platform, is when you put out a post, it will be shown to a percentage of your followers. So in a Facebook group, that's a percentage of your members. So if you get lots of interaction on a post within the first half hour, the first hour, then Facebook will see that and think, oh, this is going well. I'm going to show it to more members in the group. If it doesn't do particularly well, then it won't get shown to more people. This is why it's important to post really engaging content in your group that your members just can't help but comment on. If you're trying to revive a Facebook group that isn't working, the very first thing you should do is to have a look at your insights and look at who your most engaged members are, then also look at your least engaged members. Now, just because somebody isn't engaged in your Facebook group, that doesn't actually mean you should remove them, because you can actually get engaged lurkers. So they may not post anything, they may not get involved in the conversation, but they may well still be very interested in your products or services. They're just not someone who wants to talk in Facebook groups, or maybe they've not been a member for very long and they just need to find their feet a bit. So instead of immediately deleting people who are not engaging with your content, have a look at them. Go and see what they're interested in. Have a stalk of some of their social media profiles. If they feel like they are an ideal customer or client, then by all means, keep them in the group. But if, as you're looking at your insights, you're looking at your least engaged members and they don't feel like your ideal customers or clients, it's a really good idea to remove them. It's much better to have a small but engaged group than have a large group that has a big chunk of members that just don't engage with your content, because that will be harming your reach. So once you've removed any of your dead members, and I do mean that in the nicest possible way, then it's time to look at your content strategy. And if your group is dying, I would recommend a 30-day SOS or first aid strategy. And by this, I mean really going all in on your content for 30 days, posting really engaging content for up to 3 to 4 times a day. You will need to do some testing, and you will need to try some different things out. But typically, I've found that there's 4 types of content that tend to work really well when you are re-engaging a group, when you're trying to bring a group back from the dead, as it were. These types of content tend to work really well. So the first type is community-based content. So this is really about getting to know your members and helping them to get to know you as the group leader. You'd be amazed. Things like, where do you live? What was the first car that you bought? What was the first record that you bought? If your members are old enough to have bought records, that is. Just asking people things like what their favorite TV programs are, where they like to go on holiday. When you're reviving a group, I tend to refer to this as getting to know you content. It's really important. Things that are really easy for people to answer. They're not necessarily related to your business or your products or services. They're easy to answer. People aren't likely to feel stupid or that they're saying the wrong thing. They're just getting involved in fun conversations. So you're going to need lots of that type of content if you are trying to revive a group. And I would recommend a couple of those types of posts a day during your first aid or SOS period. The next type of content is educational content. So if you have a blog, podcast, YouTube channel, this is a great opportunity to share links to that content in your group. Helps to show your authority, that you're an expert in your field or you're an expert on your type of products and the problems that it solves. Do be aware with this type of content that you may not always get loads and loads of comments. So you might need to think of ways to get people to talk back to you. So for example, if I'm sharing one of my podcast episodes, I will always give a clear call to action. Have you listened to this one yet? What did you think of it? Ask a very specific question about that episode. But it is good to share that content because it does show your authority. If you don't have a podcast or blog or YouTube channel or any kind of regular content you're putting out on your website, then you can share tips. So for example, if you're a social media expert, you could share tips on how to add captions to videos. If you are a stylist, you could give tips on how to find the best jeans for your shape or flattering shapes of clothes for pear-shaped people or people with big busts. If you're a nutritionist, you might share tips on how to drink more water through the day or healthy swaps that you can make with your snacks. So it's really about providing value, but do be aware that these kind of posts don't always get as many comments. So sometimes it can be better just to ask questions. So instead of giving people tips, you might ask them what they think. If you're pear-shaped, what jeans have you found to be the best fit? Or what shops have you found to be the best places to get really well-fitting jeans? And I would recommend using polls sometimes. The easier that you can make it for people to answer your questions, the more likely they are to get involved in the conversation. So with jeans for pear shapes, instead of asking an open question, asking people what's their favourite shop, because then they have to think hard about that, give them some specific choices. So Next, H&M, Marks and Spencer, whatever it might be. But the easier that you can make it for people to respond, the more likely they will be to respond to your question or your poll. The next type of content is news and trends. So this might be where you share tidbits, bits of news that are going on in your industry that you feel your members might be interested in. So to give you an example of one that I posted in one of my groups recently, it was the news that Instagram now lets you post to your grid from desktop. And lots of my members in this particular group, which is about content and content planning, they were really interested to hear that. So keep a lookout for any bits of interesting news in your industry and also current affairs and news stories. So I've been working this year with a marriage coach and there have been some quite high profile stories relating to marriage that have really worked for her content. So Melinda and Bill Gates separating recently in the UK. We also had one of our leading politicians, Matthew Hancock, who publicly broke COVID rules and also was having an extramarital affair. And they can be debates or they can spark conversations in your group. And the thing to remember is that a Facebook group is a community and people want to have conversations. They want to talk. They don't just want you to talk at them. So the easier you can make it for people to get involved, asking really easy questions that you can reply to with a yes or no, or agree or disagree, or A, B, C, or D, 1, 2, 3, or 4. Just make it super easy, use polls, and just remember that what you're trying to do is to just get conversations going, because the more people feel comfortable about talking to each other in your group, the more they will feel comfortable about posting their own questions. So it's really important that you set the tone, you show people that this is a place where people have conversations, where their ideas and opinions will be accepted and where they can have good conversations, but you have to set the example, which is why this 30-day first aid, SOS period, whatever you want to call it, it's so crucial when you're trying to revive a group. The fourth type of content is inspiring content. So by all means, do test this out in your own group. Personally, I found that sharing personal stories in groups doesn't work as well as it does on other platforms. So if I was to share a very compelling personal story on LinkedIn or on my Facebook page, I would generally find that as long as it was relatable and other people could see themselves in my story, that will get a lot of engagement. In a group, not so much, because people are there to chat and have conversations. It's a community and it's a closed community, if you like. So by all means, test out sharing relatable stories, see how it goes. But actually, inspiring content can actually be your sales content. So this can be where you're making offers to products and services that feel like the natural next step. So you can inspire people to take the next step, to get educated, to develop their skills. And if you develop the right kind of tone in your group, if people feel comfortable, if they're having good conversations in your group, if you're providing value with your educational posts and your news and trends posts, you're keeping people up to date with what's going on, then buying from you will start to feel like the natural next step. So your inspiring content can actually be your sales posts. So I hope you found that useful and that these styles of content will help you if you have a group that you are trying to revive. As ever, with all of this stuff, there is no cookie cutter method. I wish there was. It would make my life a lot easier. But certainly these are types of content that I know have worked very well in my groups and also in my clients' groups as well. Would you like to create super engaging content about your business and do it consistently? If so, you need my Courageous Content Planner in your life. It's a gorgeous A4 desk diary that's so simple to use because it's based on my 4x4 strategy, which involves posting 4 styles of content 4 days a week. Yes, content planning really can be that easy. There's templates for daily, weekly, monthly, and annual planning, so you know exactly what to post, where and when, plus hundreds of ready-to-go content ideas and prompts. So you'll never run out of ideas for social media posts again. And accountability trackers to keep you consistent with your posting. The Courageous Content Planner is both practical and pretty, with 4 gorgeous cover designs to choose from. So if you want to ditch the content overwhelm and you want a simple content plan you can actually stick to, head over to CourageousContentPlanner.com to order your copy today. Thanks for listening to the Courageous Content Podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, please leave a review on Apple Podcasts or share the episode on social media. That way, more people can benefit from the free tips and strategies I share. And be sure to tag me in when you do. I'm @JanMurray on Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok.